It's Saturday, July the 31st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, sobering Delta variant findings and Trump loses tax return battle. First, the week in brief. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said people vaccinated against COVID-19, once infected with the highly transmissible Delta variant, may be as likely as the unvaccinated to spread it. A study of an outbreak in Massachusetts showed that 3/4 of those infected had been jabbed. It said Delta is as contagious as chickenpox and may cause more serious illness than earlier strains. The Department of Justice ruled that Donald Trump's tax returns be handed over to a House committee that intends to scour them for potential conflicts of interest. Mr. Trump has fought doggedly to prevent the Internal Revenue Service from releasing his financial records, which, unusually for an American president, he had refused to make public while in office. Notes also came to light showing that Mr. Trump had pressured the Department of Justice to declare the presidential election of 2020 fraudulent. He then told DOJ officials they could, quote, leave the rest to me. The department demurred, having found no evidence of electoral shenanigans. Israel claimed that Iran was behind a deadly attack on one of its oil tankers in the Arabian Sea. 2 crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed when the MV Mercer Street was apparently targeted by drones on Thursday. The details of the attack remain murky. However, if Israel's accusation proves correct, it will increase tensions in the region considerably. The European Union fined Amazon €746 million, $886 million, for failing to comply with the bloc's data protection rules, known as the General Data Protection Regulation. The penalty is the latest blow in a few days of rough news for the firm. On Thursday, the e-commerce giant's share price fell in aftermarket trading after it revealed that sales growth had slowed by more than expected. Personal spending in America accelerated by more than economists had expected in June, with an increase of 1% from the previous month. Meanwhile, a much-watched measure of inflation suggested that prices grew by 0.5% between May and June. The data indicate that America's economic recovery is gaining speed, but some investors fret it comes at the cost of much higher inflation. Oil supermajors reported bumper second quarter earnings after suffering billions of dollars in losses last year because of lockdowns that shrank demand for fossil fuels. ExxonMobil's profits reached $4.7 billion, while Chevron recorded $3.1 billion. Neither of them plans to increase their capital expenditure. The reopening of economies has caused prices per barrel to surge to the highest levels in 2 years. And word of the week, webtoon, noun, a serialized comic strip that people can read on their phones.